this one there, and let me play some songs and get my shit sorted.
Television lover, baby, go on now.
Pour Some Sugar on Me from Def Leppard from their album Hysteria. This is Tony Tidalwaves. My name is Kane, and tonight we are listening to 80s glam metal. Last week was 70s glam rock. This week is 80s glam metal, and here's why. Glam metal. Right, let me just turn this one down. It's a bit crazy out there. Here we go. Glam metal, also known as hair metal or pop metal, is, and I chose the glam metal. I think glam metal's cooler than hair metal. I mean, just because you got big hair doesn't mean you're glam. It's a subgenre of heavy metal that features pop-influenced hooks and guitar riffs, upbeat rock anthems, and slow power ballads. None of that on the show tonight, unfortunately. It borrows heavily from the fashion and image of 1970s glam rock. There we go, people. Early glam metal evolved directly from the glam rock movement of the 1970s, as visual elements taken from acts such as David Bowie, T-Rex, and the New York Dolls, and to a lesser extent the punk and new wave movements taking place concurrently in New York City, were fused with a decidedly more heavy metal-leaning and theatrical acts such as Alice Cooper and Kiss. The first examples of this fusion began appearing in the late 1970s and early 1980s in the United States, particularly on the Los Angeles Sunset Strip music scene. Early glam metal bands include Motley Crue, Hanoi Rocks, Rat, Quiet Riot, Twisted Sister, Bon Jovi, and Dokken. Glam metal achieved significant commercial success from approximately 1982 to 1991, bringing to prominence... Hold on. What happened in 1991, everybody? Why did glam metal stop being so popular in 1991? Maybe we'll fill you in on that later. But it rang to prominence bands such as Poison, Skid Row, Cinderella, and Warrant. From a strictly visual perspective, glam metal is defined by flashy and tight-fitting clothing, makeup, and an overall androgynous aesthetic in which the traditional, quote, denim and leather aspect of heavy metal culture is replaced by spandex, lace, and usually heavy use of bright colors. So that's what glam metal is all about. The first song you heard was Rock You Like a Hurricane from German hard rock glam metal band Scorpions. It's their lead single from their 9th studio record and their signature song. So that's what we're covering tonight. We've got about an hour and a half of it, probably about an hour and a quarter left. And I'm going to play a bunch of songs that kind of define the genre, but also what I think are the kind of, you know, essential songs of the genre. None of them are going to be that surprising if you know anything about glam metal, but if you know nothing about glam metal, strap in. You'll know this one though, surely.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, You Give Love a Bad Name from Bon Jovi off of the album Slippery When Wet. And before that is Bad Medicine. This is Tiny Tidal Waves, and tonight we're listening to 80s glam metal. And it's fun. And we've got a whole bunch coming up. So we were learning about where it came from. And, you know, surprise, it came from 70s glam rock. There is consistency to this show, thank you. And we learned that it died in 1991, and really what happened there was Nirvana, grunge, happened in 1991, and glam metal was no longer needed because everyone liked grunge. Glam metal suffered a decline in popularity in the early to mid-1990s as the grunge and alternative phenomena revolutionized hard rock, and fans' taste moved toward a more natural and stripped-down aesthetic and a rejection of the glam metal visual style. During this period, many of the most successful acts of the genre's 1980s pinnacle suddenly found themselves facing disbandment as their audience moved in another direction. Glam metal has experienced a resurgence since the late 1990s, with successful reunion tours of many popular acts from the genre's 1980s heyday, as well as the emergence of new, predominantly European bands, including The Darkness, Crash Diet, Reckless Love, and American band Steel Panther. So, yeah, it had its time, and then it kind of died, and the bands didn't, though. There's a bunch of bands. Bon Jovi is still a band. They still play. I don't know when or where, but assuming arenas. You know, and as a child of the 80s, I grew up with these tunes, and so a lot of people that I know still put these on at parties. here's a couple that I didn't really that I know, but I didn't really listen to a lot. We're going to hear Rat, and we're going to hear Skid Row. Here we go.
Yeah.
I Remember You from Skid Row off of their album Skid Row. Before that, Round and Round from Rat. We're going to learn a little bit more about glam metal. And I know I said no ballads, and that was really a ballad, but it also, you know, kind of rocked. So musically, glam metal combines a traditional heavy metal sound with elements of hard rock and punk rock, adding pop-influenced catchy hooks and guitar riffs. Like other heavy metal songs of the 1980s, most notably thrash metal songs, they glam metal often features shred guitar solos. So it'd be pretty strange to hear a glam metal song without a screaming guitar solo. They also include extensive use of harmonies, which is why they're so catchy, particularly in the characteristic power ballads, which you kind of just heard. The slow, emotional songs that gradually build to a strong finale. You know, that song's like kind of cruising along, and then it, like, in the bridge is just the screaming guitar solo, another massive chorus, and then acoustic guitar to end, of course. Swap that acoustic guitar for a lonely piano, and no doubt we'll hear some of that. These were among the most commercially successful singles in the genre, and opened it up to a wider audience that would otherwise not have been attracted to the traditional heavy metal. Lyrical themes often deal with love and lust, with songs often directed at a particular woman. Like, honestly, every song is about a woman. Let's just do some more songs. Okay, here we go. Here's Poison, and after that we're going to hear Motley Crue.
Yeah.
This is Girls, Girls, Girls from Motley Crue off of Girls, Girls, Girls record. I kind of hate Motley Crue, but I had to play it. It's a good song. I just kind of, their whole shtick, their whole like, I don't know, they're like a marketing machine for themselves. Before that, Nothing But a Good Time from Poison. This is Tiny Tidal Waves, and I am Kane, and it's Tuesday night on Raglan Community Radio. And this week we are listening to 80s glam metal, and we're talking about it a bit. I've got a little bit more information, and then I think we're just going to jump in and talk about some songs. But let's just continue this last bit of the Wikipedia article, and then I'll leave it. The Scientologist Dina Weinstein points... Social Scientologist. Sorry, Dina. The sociologist, Dina Weinstein, points to the large number of terms used to describe more commercial forms of heavy metal, which she groups together as light metal. These include, besides glam metal, melodic metal, false metal, poodle bands, I guess that's to do with the hair, nerf metal, pop metal, or metal pop, the last of which was coined by critic Philip Bash in 1983 to describe bands such as Van Halen and Def Leppard. AllMusic employs the umbrella term pop metal, which refers a late 1980s variation of pop metal characterized by flashy clothing and heavy makeup influenced by glam rock, as embodied by Poison and Motley Crue. Use of the derogatory term hair metal, that's why I didn't use it. I knew I felt weird about it. It started in the early 1990s as grunge gained popularity at the expense of 1980s metal. In the definitive metal family tree of his documentary Metal, A Headbanger's Journey, anthropologist Sam Dunn differentiates pop metal, which includes bands like Def Leppard, Europe, and Whitesnake, from glam metal bands such as Motley Crue and Poison. Okay, so we've learned all about it. Basically, it's dudes in tight pants and frilly costumes with massive hair and screaming guitar solos. Glam metal. What I love is the pop sensibility. I love the hooks, the massive melodies, the harmonies. That's what. And then I guess like a bit, it's got a bit of a rock kind of vibe to it. So really there was one band that did it. Well, I don't know. There was a couple bands that did it better than everybody. But probably the most famous band is this band.
Take me home.
Can't deny Gunners as overplayed as ubiquitous as they are. I mean, that's because they're good, right? I can't say I listen to them on purpose except for right now, these days, but a lot of people apparently still do. Well, actually, I don't know if anyone does. Maybe it's just constant radio play. Anyway, that was Welcome to the Jungle and Paradise City from Guns N' Roses' album Appetite for Destruction. Right, we've got some easy ones coming up right now. Van Halen. Simple as that. Mm-hmm.
Little girl from Cherry Lawn, how can you be so bold?
Hoffa Teacher from Van Halen. They're such a sick band. Their album 1984, which was actually released in 1984, but not until 1985 in the UK. I love that song. Right, let's learn a little bit about Van Halen. Nah, let's not. Fuck it. Hoffa Teacher, if you haven't seen the video, go and check that out. It's pretty hilarious. There's a double bass drum kind of riff at the start, which is cool if you're a drummer. Anyway, we're listening to glam metal, 80s glam metal. We've got, how long we got? We've got 20 minutes left. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 songs, but they're all kind of long, so I should just shut up. This I'm going to skip. Okay, yeah, here we go. We're going to hear Whitesnake and then some Twisted Sister. I'm just trying to decide on which Twisted Sister song to play. Who knows?
Songs of yesterday, and I've made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time. Here I go again. Here I go again. Though I keep searching for.
Ballad. It's the ballad. We'll be right back. Come On Feel the Noise, spelt C-U-M, from the band Quiet Riot and their album Metal Health. Amazing album name, Metal Health. Let's just dig into that a little bit deeper. 1983, Metal Health, the cover has a has a rocker in a bright pink straight jacket. It's tiny, I can't quite see, and he's wearing a mask, like a hockey kind of mask. Metal Health, pretty sick. Okay, well, this has been Tiny Tidal Waves on Tuesday, the 17th of December. All about 80s glam metal. I was going to do a Christmas show and a New Year's show and then like a, you know, next year first show. But honestly, I just can't be fucked. I've got no time and I'm going away. So probably just going to deal with replays or whatever Aaron throws on the schedule for the next few weeks. But I will be back second week or whenever it is, second or third week of January, with more Tiny Tidal Waves for you. So thanks for listening if you did. And I'll talk to you next year and we'll play something entirely different. This is the last song I'm going to play tonight. It's the quintessential... Wait. It is 86. Okay, cool. Yeah, it's the song. It's the synths. It's everything that I think of when I think of glam metal. It's the Final Countdown. It's from Europe. Good night, Raglan.